Hami Pirippi joins us. Hami heads Te Rārawa in the north, as you know, but he's also part of Te Kahu o Taunui. This is an iwi collective for our whananga from Te Tai Tukurau. Hami, thanks for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, te o tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora. You've been quoted as saying send the body bags when the borders to Auckland are opened. You don't think that's being overdramatic?
I don't think it is, but it wasn't actually me that said that. It was Margaret Mutu that said that. And I think it probably fairly represents the view of the iwi leaders in the north, because we feel like all the advice that we've sort of been giving and the participation that we've had in this response hasn't really been taken into account seriously enough, I don't think. And so now we find ourselves behind the dinner and having to try and play catch up as much as we can just to save lives.
Shoda, I hear in the background that you're obviously somewhere at, you're on a train, Hami Pirippi. I didn't know they had trains running out to Ahipana.
Oh, special ones.
Special trains. Good, are you in Wellington, mate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm heading only a few days.
Yeah, what's the mahi that you're heading to? Māori mahi?
Oh, that's a land port. Land port. Cleaning up land business.
Okay, head to Pine. Well, we can accommodate that. Those of you listening today, just recognise that he's on the unit travelling from Taita through to the capital. Okay, mate. Well, look, how are the vax rates in your Rohe going, please?
Well, they're slowing down, to be honest, because we've now hit the demographic of our population that really it's more than just a jab in the arm for them. They need to know why. They need to have a legitimate purpose for it and understand that. So we're down to that level of population now that are really looking for that kind of explanation before they even talk about getting vaccinated. So it's a whole new exercise, and really it's something we should have started a year ago, gearing people up for this sort of information and knowledge so they can make informed decisions. And we're just so late, it's unbelievable, really. And what I really fear for is our children, because our children are triple jeopardy. They're by far the largest number in terms of the demographic. They're by far the most vulnerable by virtue of their socioeconomic status, living conditions, and third, they are not vaccinated, and so when the borders come down in Auckland and people head north, as they inevitably will, those children are going to be triply exposed to risk, and we can't even vaccinate them. So it's frightening. And you would never think that living in a country like ours that you'd be faced with a sort of situation like this. It's not the best situation to be in, I think, and that's why people are saying, might as well send body bags. That's what it feels like, the extent of care that's being afforded to us. We feel like we're on the end of a line, and we've offered solutions to the government to help with our input, but for some reason it doesn't seem to be taken up as well as it could be.
Hey, thanks very much, Hami. Thanks for taking the call too. And I see you've got another wahine next to you on the train who's also doing an interview with another station by the sound of things. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Good.